This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
We're with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Well, I really don't want to make any presumptions about my audience, but if you're anything like me, you really appreciate a well-put-together display of large photographs of, as Bear Magazine used to put it, naked, hairy, homo smut. If you're anything like me, you're like, yeah, bring on the big, hairy, naked bear pictures. The fact that our sexuality is so open is a real characteristic of the bear community. Or at least a general characteristic of most of the bear-identified men that I know. So let me read you part of William Henderson's article, The Beauty of Bears, in Newsweekly, August 23rd, 2006. Photographer Sigrid Jacob's Hartford exhibit makes large, hairy, gay men a new standard of beautiful. And the article begins. Lately, all the New York-based Sigrid Jacob seems to photograph are men who self-identify as bears. She trolls websites looking at the personal ads of bears, regularly posts messages on online bear community forums, and she's been known to occasionally ask someone she doesn't know if they'd be willing to sit for her. In a world where masculine ideals are becoming ever more narrow and constrictive, said Jacob, bears create an identity for themselves that doesn't fit the societal norm, and in doing so, may be tapping into more primal areas of what it means to be masculine. The gay male subculture of bears, men who exult in their large, hairy bodies, is an interesting mirror to our cultural obsessions, said Jacob, who has shown her work in a variety of New York City group shows at the Minnesota Center for Photography and at the SIPA Gallery in Buffalo. By blatantly defying the beauty ideals of both the straight and gay mainstream, bears have chosen to be outsiders twice over, said Sigrid. Some are okay showing skin. Others prefer to pose fully clothed. Jacob and the men sometimes must reinterpret standard glamour shots when setting up the picture. Though she's pleased that afterward, many of the men use her photos as part of a personal ad or on their personal webpage. Prior to Jacob's current exhibit, Ron Serratia, author of Bears on Bears and editor of Bear Lust, had admired her photographs not just for the men depicted, but because he feels that she appreciates and romanticizes bears. Her appreciation of the bearish form is, I wouldn't say identical to that of another bear, said Serratia during a separate telephone interview. She understands some of the politics of desire, and why some bodies are seen as desirable, and why other bodies are not. When Serratia learned of Jacob's exhibit, he contacted her and has since begun a dialogue that has spilled into his own creative projects, such as the one you're listening to now. I'm having an interesting time trying to distinguish between how her photography differs from the gay male photographic depictions or erotic descriptions of bears, said Serratia. There is this erotic quality that comes across that I find very compelling. The fact that it's difficult to distinguish what might be different in her rendering of the gay male bear form from that of a gay photographer or even a male photographer is compelling to me. Jacob has been photographing bears for the last few years, not only to explore areas of masculinity, but also because she admires how bears have blended a romanticized blue-collar aesthetic with a warm, inclusive way of interacting. With my images, I want to reflect this complex identity, showing my subjects' delight in their bodies, but also the defiance, or even melancholia, that often accompany this hard-won confidence, said Jacob. Ultimately, my goal is to contribute to and expand the ongoing discourse of how men look at men, how women look at men, and how we look at ourselves. Though Serratia feels that the erotic quality of the photographs cannot be denied because the subjects face the camera, it does the images a disservice to label them pornography. The only way to look at the art is to get up next to it, said Serratia. I've only seen the images online, but as far as I can tell, the art has an undeniable erotic edge to it that I think some folks will accept and other folks might find challenging. But I think regardless of the reaction, they will walk away from the exhibit surprised. V. viewers might come away surprised, admits Jacob. Not because of the subject matter, but upon learning that the photographer is a straight woman who enjoys looking at these bodies. My role is an unusual one. We are rarely given permission to look at large bodies, and when we do, we are trained to look at them critically, said Jacob. I want to unsettle our viewing habits and make us see them with a lover's gaze, as deserving of our desire. Bears, the exhibit, runs through September 18th at Real Art Ways in Hartford, Connecticut. You can check out some of the images on her website, www.sigridjacob.com. That's spelled SIGRIDJAKOB.com. So that was part of an article from William Henderson entitled The Beauty of Bears. Thanks to In News Weekly, New England's largest GLBT news magazine. And here's an item, Eye on Gay Shanghai, Panda Bears in French Concession, from August 8, 2006. Article on shanghaiist.com. That's right, Shanghai's number one fag hag ran into a sleuth of bears, or pandas, as they prefer to call themselves, right in the heart of the French Concession. As Shanghaiist has previously mentioned, the city has its very own bear bar, Bobo's, located in the basement of a swanky apartment complex. Fortunately or unfortunately, the small drinking establishment was not filled with wild, gigantic, hirsute men, as in Shanghaiist's vivid imagination. Actually, there wasn't a big man in the place on the night we stopped by, and for clarification, many of the resident bears prefer to call themselves chubbies, smaller than bears, but not as petite as baby bears. Bobo's patrons were also much friendlier than wild bears. As only an inebriated Shanghaiist can do, we sat down at any table that was near our vicinity to make new friends, which ended up being every table by the end of the night. In between karaoke renditions of YMCA and swilling red wine and Sprite, yes, mixed, please don't ask, Shanghaiist had a chance to play truth or dare dice with some sociable guys. Rather than the typical frivolous questions, Shanghaiist asked scintillating, journalist-worthy questions like, why do you like bears, and have you ever slept with a married man? Regrettably, Shanghaiist have no recollection of the answers. However, a I'm from Chinese Bears Club t-shirt serves as proof that the night wasn't a total fairy tale. What we can say with assuredness is that Bobo's, with its bear paw decor, is a nice, mellow place for those with a larger-than-average size man fetish, especially if you're an exhibitionist like Shanghaiist when drunk and enjoy singing or dancing to karaoke in front of strangers. Okay, and now I will attempt to read the description in English from the website of Bobo's Bar. B.F. Bao Gao Wang Clubhouse, Long 307 Chanchai Road South, near Zhangguao Road West, 6471-2887. Shanghai's only beer bar offers a warm, comfortable, and friendly atmosphere, plus handsome staff waiting to serve you. Bears and their admirers from all over the world visit, including America, Korea, Japan, and Europe, to chat, cruise, or play bar games to get better acquainted in a more private atmosphere. Bobo, Aibing, Adming, and Binbin cordially invite you and your friends to visit. Though they don't speak much English, they are ready to take lessons and also teach you some things about pandas. Open daily from 7 p.m. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. This is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup, episode number 32. The background music, thanks to Gary Douglas Turner, is Harmonic Atmosphere. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.